And you might look at me and say, how can you say too much about ascension because you get your leg in a cast and don't look too awfully good? But you know, ascension doesn't start with the body. The body is the last thing that comes into ascension. And I am so blessed every time I come here, because there aren't too many groups of people on the earth that I'm aware of who are so open to the loveliness of all of God's creation. Every one of us, no matter what your station in life, no matter what your culture, no matter what your religion, no matter what you think about God or don't think about God, today, right now, in this moment, you are absolutely perfect. And you are exactly where you're supposed to be. I used to look back over my past and I would say, does everyone have to have such a hard time to awaken spiritually? And I used to sometimes grieve over, you know, what I've had to go through to be awakened. But then when I realized that everything I have went through is what caused me to wake up, then I can say, Father, I am so grateful for the path that I've had to walk. And I would do it all over again. Because God has so expanded my consciousness. I'm so glad I can say that here.
Say anything you want.
That I don't know, sometimes I still, you know, I'm not into the crying thing. I'm just, you know, but sometimes my heart, I just cry because there are so many people who are so hungry for God, yet they get hung up on a certain way to worship or a certain name to worship by, or a certain doctrine, or a, you know what I mean. There are just so many distractions. And religion is the biggest distraction of all. There was a day when we stood as Elohim and looked down through the ages and saw the beauty of what God was bringing forth. We've forgotten that. But there have been so many books of remembrance written. And that's how I see the Bible. You know, the Bible's not a history book. Although there is a lot of history recorded in it. But if you just read it as a history book, it can't help you today. And I have to say this, nothing outside of you can ever help you. And that's what is meant by the great awakening that's taken place. Because we're not waking to a God outside of us, but we're awakening to the deep preciousness of all that He is beginning to blossom like a rose within our very being. And that's why we can love unconditionally. So many talk about unconditional love. But what is that? It's the total acceptance of all. And I discovered many years ago that there are no bad people on this earth. Can you believe that? But see, we've been trained all of our life, especially if you've been raised in religion, to see good and evil. But there are no bad people, absolutely none. Now, there are a lot of bad people, there are a lot of people doing a lot of bad things. But the only reason they're in that realm is because no one has helped them be unveiled to the reality of their being. And the only way you can do that is by love. You can never... I am so happy that I give up trying to change people. Do you know that in itself will bring you so much peace? When you don't worry about whether or not somebody says the right thing, believes the right thing, or is even doing the right thing. You see, you can look at anybody who you may say with your physical eyes, they're just not doing the right thing. But I'll tell you, when God opens this flower within you, the blossoming of His magnificent essence, then you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that same essence is in all of creation. And that's the only way then that you can unconditionally love yourself. But that never happens until first that unconditional love is opened within you and you can unconditionally love yourself. Yeah. You say, this doesn't sound like ascension. But listen, without us ever coming into unconditional love, you'll never experience ascension. And if we would just learn to practice a couple of things... See, none of us can bring ourselves into ascension. I'll tell you, it's a guarantee. It's something that's blossoming within all of us. And as we have this unconditional love unfolded within us, then we'll be able to experientially then walk in this unconditional love. And you don't need to know a whole lot. I often say, you know, we talk so much about Jesus, but if we just do what He said, people worship Jesus all over the world, yet they don't really even understand what He said. But if you would take just a couple of things that He said, and one of them is this, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Do you know if we had all begin to practice that, we could bring this planet into this consciousness in such a short time. If you would just treat others like you would like them to treat you. And put yourselves in their shoes if that's possible. There's certain classes of people on this earth that look so down upon and so degraded because of their lifestyle or whatever. But as we begin to love unconditionally, you'll find that there's just nothing will rise up in you against anyone. And we are so blessed because we get to minister to this to people who are just beginning to, you know, come into an understanding of their true nature and identity. And it's the most wonderful thing in the world to see people begin to hear this and then begin to blossom and begin to walk in unconditional love. We are here. Boy, if you can get this one, we are here to have fun. That's why we're here, I tell you. People talk all the time about, oh, I just want to go to heaven. But you know what? If you'd ever get there, you'd find out this is where it's happening. God, whatever that word means, God wants to be incarnated in humanity. Amen. Why? That's why this world was created. People say, this world is evil. Oh, this world is beautiful. Yes, it is. And they talk about heaven, but If you travel this country and see the beauty that has been created here, God wants to fully incarnate and inhabit our being. And that's what's happening. And that's why I say ascension is just going to happen. Because we are being so saturated and permeated with this divine essence so that we're beginning to think like God. We're beginning to love like God. And there's just no end to the beauty that he's beginning to display within us. I always thought that, you know, to be holy, you know, when I was young and I just accepted Jesus and I wanted so much, oh my, I wanted so much to be righteous and holy. Do you know for years, I sought that. Until one day I woke up and I realized I am everything that I ever wanted to be.
Yes.
See, that's where you're all of us are coming to that place where we realize that all of the seeking, all of the crying, all of the yearning, one day you wake up and discover, I am all of that. Mm-hmm. You can't become that. You can't pray into that. You can't be good enough for that. You just one day, God just pulls the veil back and you see, I am everything that I've ever desired to be.
Yes.
And then you can just be that vessel of love.
Yes.
That is ever expanding and all accepting. No one. That's what I love about this place in Mary Lou. You know, you could come in here and be anything in the world. You could be the most despicable, hateful person. And you could come in here and in a short time, you would be unveiled to the glory of your essence. And that's the only thing that would change anyone, is to have an unveiling of the magnificence of their being. It's so wonderful. That I'll tell you, this time that we're living in, we are the most blessed people on the earth. We are so, Carol and I, we are so loved. My God, what else could you ask for? That's all of us. That's what we want. And we are so loved, and we are so loving. And I'll tell you what, when all of creation begins to walk in this unconditional love, is when the prayer of Jesus will be answered. Thy kingdom come on earth. And this is the earth. This is the earth. I'm often reminded of all the men of faith it talks about in the book of Hebrews. But it says every one of them died not having received the promise. You know, they didn't even know what the promise was, really. They kind of thought it was a physical city. Like, you know, Christians today think about heaven being a physical location. But it says they all died in faith, all looking for and believing for that city. But then it says something remarkable. It said, if they had have known, you can find this in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, if they had have known from whence they came, they might have been able to return. And what are we discovering today? We know today from whence we came. Boy, when I read that scripture, another scripture that's blessed me tremendously is in, I believe it's 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It says, if you have borne the image of the earthy, and boy, we've certainly done that. But it says, if you have borne the image of the earthy, you shall also bear the image of the heavenly. That's a promise with no conditions. All of us have borne that earthly image of a human being separated and alienated from God. Just as you have borne that image, we are also now bearing the image of the heavenly. We know that we have no beginning of days nor end of life. We know that we are his divine essence incarnated in humanity. We know that everything that He is, we've always had deposited within us, just waiting for someone to come along and breathe life on us. And that's all the people of creation, that's all they need. They need You to breathe the breath of life and cause that spirit within them, that divine essence, the beauty of all that He is, You can bring that forth in humanity. To have your loins girt about with truth is to know the truth of your being and then reproduce life in others. That was the first thing God said, be fruitful and multiply. And that's the first thing we all do as we awaken to this divine being that we are, is to reproduce life on this earth. Mary Lou, I'm so grateful for what you've done. You can come in here and play flutes or beat drums, or you can come in here and channel. So many people are afraid of channeling. But I got news for the Christian. If you stand and speak and you're not channeling, I don't want to hear it. If you're a Christian, you could call it speaking under the anointing. You can tell me about your spirit guide. That doesn't upset me. But when you're talking to a Christian, you should say you've been visited by an angel. You see, terminology. So we're learning. Learn to speak someone's language. Yes. So that you can bring them up a little higher.
Yes.
It's the most wonderful thing, because number one, that is what you become as this love unfolds within you, as you become a servant to humanity. That's all you want to do, is see people blossom in that love, because you know, especially you people here know, what this earth is going to be like as we all begin to walk in this love and acceptance. People say, oh, you're trying to bring in a one world religion. No, not really. That would never be possible. What we want people to do is to wake up in the religion they're in and realize their religion is somewhat of a hindrance, because it will divide and separate you. You know, Christianity, they should be ashamed, because everywhere they went with the gospel, they've caused division. And you know what? There's no reason why you can't be a Baptist or a Pentecostal or a Lutheran or a Catholic. No reason why you can't be in any of those places and serve God and worship God. But just don't be closed in by those barriers that would separate you from other Christians, because they're different. All we need. Remember the song years ago, All the World Needs is Love? Boy, we need to sing that one. It's a wonderful, wonderful place that we're in. I love you guys. We want to. Mary Lou keeps telling us, you need to move down here.
Yeah.
And all of us have to be where we have to be, but that doesn't mean we can't visit. So anyway, love you all, and thank you so much.
But it's really so simple, you know, to just look beyond. You know, I love Pam's new song, when you look beyond the flesh, it's spirit that you see.
Yes.
You know, and what did the Bible say? No man after the flesh. That means after Buddhism, after Hinduism, after Krishna. That's fleshly things that are happening on this earth. Like I said earlier, the only thing that separates us is one man's belief. He believes he's right and the other one's wrong. Beliefs are what separate. It's when we can come into that oneness. You know, I was reading something recently, and you know, you are 97% water. Ever think about water? You can't grasp it. It flows right through your fingers. And it goes to the low places. It gathers in the low places. You know, we all want the high places, don't we? But water gravitates to the low places of the earth. And I thought, what a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I'm finding that so many of the messages that are thousands and thousands of years old are the same principles of the Bible. 2 weeks ago, I spoke on the Tao and the Bible, that the principles in the Tao are just exactly the principles of the Bible. You know, it says the sage takes the last place and he becomes first. The Bible says the first shall be last and the last shall be first. I mean, same thing, and all about selflessness and serving humanity. And, you know, we kind of come out and we want to get all this information and, you know, do all this. But really, Christ said he came to be served. I mean, to serve and not to be served. So really, it's all about service to humanity. And so I want to thank Gary and Carol, because I know they've had a walk too. People criticize them because they are a bridge out of religion, and they've had a walk, but I see the openness, the expansiveness, and they're helping others, because Gary's kind of a safe place. I think people, he's so much love, and Carol too, so much love, that people feel safe when he takes a step that they can kind of come behind Gary and take a step. So he's exactly the place he's supposed to be. He's got probably the biggest website, on the East Coast at least, of ministries, but they're expanding ministries. We're talking about doing something here maybe in February where we invite some of these ministries and we do some of the things like we did on Friday night. We have people do some of the things to kind of, you know, let people experience some other things. And it's fear. It's fear we don't understand. So we're so fearful, you know. And like you said, it's different languages. We say it when I, you know, like you said, spirit guides. And it's, and we have saints and angels. It's the same thing, but we just say it in different ways. They say channeling, we say prophecy or under the anointing. So it's so beautiful.